This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So you have a podcast, and you really want to make money with it. Then you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. Check this out. We'll host your podcast for free. You just do your show. We'll use the power of Odyssey's massive expert sales team to place ads in your show and make you money. Does it get any easier than that? Nope. You stay in control of your show, and we help you bring in the money. Sounds like a dream partnership. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start earning more from your content today.
All right, Guardians got washed out yesterday in Washington, so they will play a doubleheader today, 3:35, and then Game 2 is going to start 30 minutes after the conclusion. So it's a traditional doubleheader. Isn't it fun to be able to say that?
Come on in,
have a little bit of fun, bring some lunch in between.
Teams lose money.
Yeah, they hate it. They can't stand it. Well, yeah, they do.
They hate it.
What do they have to do, though? How do that – I mean, you got to – how do they lose money? Because if you pay for the gate –
yeah, you get two for the price of one.
Yeah, I guess I'm sure they lose money at some point on it. Or
my guess is there would be more fans in between the two games if you had to pay twice, right?
Yeah, that's true. Although you don't know how many. Although I don't know.
Who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
Regardless, they make enough. We don't care.
Yeah, who cares? Why are we worried about the billionaires?
We don't care about them.
What is your problem, Jeff?
I don't know. I'm sorry, Andy.
Today, since when does that happen?
I apologize.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about some of the headlines from the Guardians over the weekend. Obviously, I'll be honest with you. I was really happy with what we were able to accomplish, especially coming back against Toronto. I know we didn't have a chance to talk about any of this stuff yesterday. Coming back. And then, boy, Daniel Schneeman. He was playing hard defense last week, coming up with some big hits.
Isn't that
this
a nice
weekend.
Story?
Yeah, I think it's
That's a really nice story. Good for him, man. This is a guy who was in the minor leagues for a long time and kicked around. He's in his later 20s. Finally gets a chance last year, makes his major league debut. And Andy, he's playing himself into playing time.
He is.
He really is.
Well, I mean, he's not scared to go for anything in the outfield, that's for sure. The catch he had, what was that, on Thursday night?
He's a career infielder.
Yeah. When you've got one of the biggest guys flying at the wall right up against you, and you end up you take charge and still make the catch.
Yeah,
John
Kenzie there. That was a good picture in the plane dealer.
Oh, it was awesome, wasn't it?
It was really nice.
Yeah. I kind of like that story. I like that storyline going into the rest of the weekend or rest of the week, I should say. And we'll see what he can do. Other thoughts on the Guardians, too, from over the weekend, bit of a scare over the weekend, too. We'll talk about that in a second, but go ahead.
You know, one thought I have about them, and I don't know that this is fair. You guys tell me. They're only a game and a half out.
Mm-hmm.
And they're 20-14. Does it not feel like they're playing that well?
No, not compared to last year.
Yeah,
that's the thing.
You know, to me, it almost feels like, yeah, well, okay, this team isn't, you know, doing any great shakes and blah 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 blah. They're a game and a half out, and they're 20-14. That's pretty good, you know. And considering some of the issues they've been dealing with, you know, not scoring very many runs.
Well, you also, I mean,
starting pitching's been hit or miss at best.
Ramirez takes an ankle injury.
Sprain there.
And then is able to come back and then goes 0-for-4 on Sunday. I don't know if that's concerning to anybody or not, or maybe just getting used to, you know,
no,
after you
no
play
concern.
Through it. Or
that's no concerns.
It's the second time. I mean, remember,
as long as it's healed up, though, Andy.
Yeah, I don't know. That might be a little bit of a worry. I mean, it's probably just something we got to keep your eye on for the rest of the season, right?
You know, we touched on this yesterday. You know, is it time to make a move with Brian Rocchio? And not that, not to banish him to the minors, never to be seen again, but to maybe give him a step back and he can go find his swing at AAA rather than here in the majors.
I'm okay with it. I mean, it's not going to bother me.
189, something like that.
But, well, and if you've got other guys that can play the spot and give you some offensive production, there's, I don't think
he's hitting 183.
Is there any question, you know, to what he's going to do? The other thing, as we kind of just kind of leaf through the headlines, Class A gave up another run to the Blue Jays. Oh, come on, man. He's giving up a run a game. Is that a concern, or are we judging him against himself? That's the problem. That's what I think the inherent problem is.
You can judge him against any closer, Andy, and he's not doing the job that he's supposed to do. Doesn't mean that, you know, he won't find it. The beauty is that they've done okay. They haven't lost games where he's lost leads. You know, it hasn't imploded drastically on the team, and that's okay. And I mean, Cade Smith's looking like a closer in waiting, is he not?
Mm-hmm.
Andrew Walters, they drafted to be the closer of the future. He's sitting in AAA right now. They have guys who can close games. I just wonder how patient they are, and I would think they're pretty patient. I mean, the dude was so good last year. He was historically good.
Can I throw this at you and then make you think twice?
Okay.
No matter how many runs he's given up this year, and I'm just kind of looking at the number of runs he's given up this year.
I know what you're going to say.
10 earned runs.
I know what you're going to say.
He's given up 11 runs.
I know what you're going to say.
He's pitched 16 games.
Yeah.
And the record is?
In the games that he's pitched?
Yep.
15-1?
15-1. They're 15-1, all but five games this year.
Which goes back to what I said. It hasn't hurt them yet. See, this team, I do think this team, though I think it can compete all year, I think it's going to have a slim margin of error. And it hasn't bit them yet. If it starts to bite them, then I think they have something that they truly have to think about and deal with. Do you agree?
Yeah, it's a 15-1.
Yeah.
They've
been able to handle that. And until they can't, I think they're going to just keep rolling with it. You know, I'm going to send him down? Man, I don't want to send him down. I don't think that's the solution.
Yeah, I'm just looking at those numbers and I'm like, I want to say it's not working, but I mean, if you look at his stats, it's
can I,
it's the runs that you're concerned about. It's the, you know, it's the anxiety that you get in the ninth inning. I mean, he's not the first, you know, reliever that this team's ever put out on the hill, closer that's given you anxiety. I mean, Bob Wickman did that every game. Right? And especially if you had to intentionally balk a runner into scoring position. I think I'll ever let that go.
That's a rim shot.
Yes. He doesn't understand. He doesn't get it. I don't think he was around that. Oh, good one. Well played. What were you going to say?
I was going to bring up another concern.
And?
I was all for the trade to bring back Nolan Jones.
Right.
Because I didn't think, and it wasn't Nolan in particular, it was the type of player that Nolan Jones is.
Okay.
This organization didn't need to trade a power-hitting former second-round draft choice who hadn't really had a chance yet for another middle infielder. That was a silly trade, I'm sorry.
Okay.
And so now they bring him back. And I'm glad, because that's the type of player that this lineup needs.
Before you go any further, you put him on the wheel of regret. Now, don't tell me you're going to put him on the double wheel of regret.
No. Okay. I'm not. What I am going to ask you is this. Jonkenzie Noel is hitting 164.
Yeah.
As part of the right field platoon.
Yes.
And Nolan Jones is hitting 156.
So together, they're almost a 310 hitter, right?
Let's go with that.
Okay.
How long you roll with that? And I say that knowing that not everybody warms up at the beginning of the season. Sometimes it takes a little while. Maybe one of those guys needs more regular at-bats and not being as part of a platoon. I don't see that happening. All I know is I don't want to move on from Nolan Jones. and I don't want to move on from John Kenzie Noel. I like them both. I like the type of players they are. I like the fact that they are the type of guys who can change the game with one swing. But how long do you sit there and let them hit a combined probably 159?
But doesn't that sound like Manzardo too? No. I like what he can do, but Manzardo's hitting 219.
Well,
so
that's robust.
He's way ahead of the favorite
that's
play
exactly
class.
Right. Yes. That's robust on this lineup.
Schneeman's hitting 274, man.
Andy.
I am such a fan right now. I don't know why. I'm totally on board.
You're poo-pooing Kyle Manzardo.
No, I'm not. No.
But you're poo-pooing the 219?
Yeah.
It's the sixth highest batting average on the team. I like Kyle. Let's get him more at-bats. I don't think this will happen. Carlos Santana is also hitting 219. Are we just destined to have DH first baseman hitting 219? Or is one of those guys going to get going? I don't know. You know, the one thing about
still
Carlos.
Had 10 hits and 5 runs on Sunday, as bad as that lineup is.
Yeah, I know. And credit to the entire team. I mean, they're playing more than adequate baseball. And that's great. And I don't see any reason why it can't continue.
They scored 10 runs in the last two games against the Blue Jays.
There just seem to be a couple of things that are screaming like this could be a problem, and it hasn't cost them in the standings, and it's early, you know. And it really hasn't cost them in wins and losses. 20-14 is solid. I won't say it's great, but it is solid. And that'll win you 90 games, right?
Yeah. All right. Guardians have a doubleheader today, 3:35, first pitch in Washington, and then they will play the second game a half hour after. When we come back, we're going to talk to Jimmy Watkins from Cleveland.com, Plain Dealer. Lowdown on the Cavaliers. Maybe talk a little Browns with him as well. Jimmy Watkins next. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.